Benigno Aquino III told hundreds of thousands of people he would deliver on his promise to tackle entrenched corruption when he was sworn in today as the Philippines' 15th president. Irene Lagan reports.
In his first speech as president, Aquino said he would improve the investment environment in the poor Southeast Asian country and would sincerely seek a just resolution to a long-running Muslim separatist insurgency in the south. On Tuesday, Aquino said he was setting up a truth commission to investigate allegations of corruption, electoral fraud, and rights abuses against outgoing President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, who denies any wrongdoing in her administration. Aquino's surge to the presidency was driven by a wave of emotion following the death of Corazon Aquino last August, with the family's reputation for propriety and honesty a powerful lure after two administrations dogged by allegations of corruption. Apart from corruption, Aquino faces the problems of resolving decades-old insurgencies by Maoist-led guerrillas and Muslim separatists and restoring public and investor confidence in governance and institutions. He also has to tame a budget deficit that reached nearly 4% of GDP, which he said he will first do by enforcing existing tax laws to improve collections before considering any increase in tax rates. I'm Irene Lagan.